Shake hands with everybody around them and just have a quick good morning. It's not too hot to hug this morning, so feel free to do that. All right, if you could all please retake our seats. I have one announcement concerning annual conference. We will be doing the wrap-up in a few weeks. The DVDs should be on their way this week, I believe. So look for an announcement in the bulletin concerning that in the coming weeks. John David has an announcement, and then if anyone else has an announcement, you just raise your hand and let me know.
Mine's, no, don't go away. Mine's brief enough. I just learned that between Bible school and cafe, there were over 60 people who volunteered to help out in the dynamics of the ministries of the church. I think that's something to celebrate. I'm excited about what you're doing. This is fantastic. If there were a lot of us, the rest of us, well, we'd just clap and applaud you.
Are there any other announcements that anyone has? Sue? Sure.
Oh, they have that up there. Okay, Bible school was a great success. We had, I think the highest day was 91 kids here. It was wonderful. You never know what to expect because enrollments have been going down. Ours pretty much stayed the same since last year, so that was good. I think the highest class had like 14 kids in, and it was a rambunctious class, so the teacher had her hands full, but she did a good job. And you see, we got enough money for a well. And this is just Bible school totals. This is not to do with the service project. So we, I think, are well on our way to building a second one. So thank you very much. Everybody's been very generous with their time, their money, the cookies you donated, just everything. So thank you.
The Thursday night men's group Bible study is going well. I want to invite all men that are interested. It's Thursday night from 7 to 8. If you can make it, that would be great. And it's starting to establish into something that is really nice.
And that's still at the gathering place, is that correct? Okay, it's meeting at the gathering place. Anything else? Mark. Oh, okay.
All right, I'm back here in the back with most of the rest of everybody else. If you haven't seen in the bulletin, there is a Ken Miedema concert over at Mount Gretna on August 12th. If any of you have ever been to a Ken Miedema concert, you will want to go. If you've never been to a Ken Miedema concert, you still want to go. At this point, the youth are planning to get together, and go over. You guys look at me with surprise because you didn't know that. But there is a group going over, so if you need a ride and would like to go, there are plenty of us going. And that is August 12th. The concert is at Mount Gretna, and it starts at 7.
I just want to add my 2 cents. I've seen Ken Miedema in concert twice. It was well worth my time. He's great. Anybody else? Any announcements? All right, if not, if you want to stand, we're going to sing together hymn number 29.
The women to sing the second verse and the men the third verse as we seek God's presence.
And sisters, my fellow pilgrims in the faith, let us worship God. The soul, O God, which you gave to each of us, came pure from you. You created it, you formed it, you breathed it into us. You have preserved it as part of these bodies, and at an appointed time, you will receive it back. While the breath of life is within us, we will worship you, sovereign of the universe and Lord of all souls. Holy and merciful Creator, we have come to this house dedicated to you. Here we voice the longings of our hearts in prayer and song. In the pressure of daily living, we often forget you and stifle our hearts in prayer and song. In the pressure of daily living, we often forget you and stifle the nobler impulses of our nature. On Sunday, in this time of worship, we regain the feeling of our kinship with you. Help us, gracious one, to keep alive this sense of our high lineage amid the labors and duties of our everyday lives. Hear and bless us, for in you alone do we trust. Amen. Amen.
The scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Mark. It's a portion of scripture that's called the Little Apocalypse. It's as though you took all of the book of Revelation, squeezed it down, and plopped it right in the middle of the gospel, and it only takes up one chapter. They call it the Little Apocalypse. It's where Jesus is trying to help people who are all worried and bothered about the end of everything. And Jesus has some startling information that often gets overlooked. And so we pick up after he's talked about looking at all the signs of what's happening. At verse 30, it begins and goes like this. Now, don't take this lightly. I'm not just saying this for some future generations, but this one too, these things, but for this one, these things will happen. The sky and the earth will wear out, but my words will never wear out. But the exact day and the hour, no one knows that. Not even heaven's angels, not even the Son, but only the Father. So keep a sharp lookout, for you don't know what the timetable is. It's like the man who takes a trip, leaving home, putting his servants in charge, and each is an assigned task and commanding the gatekeeper to stand and watch. So stay at your post, watching. You have no idea when the homeowner is returning, whether evening or midnight, cock crow, or the morning. You don't want him showing up unannounced with you asleep on the job. I say to you, and I'm saying it to all, stay at your post. Keep watch.
As we are getting ready to take prayer concerns, I'm going to invite you to turn to number 695 in your hymnals and pull the reconciliation song out of the back and put it right next to that, because we'll need both of them. Also, after every prayer concern is lifted, we're going to respond with, it's printed in the bulletin, we lift this prayer to you, and I'll lead you in that. Do we have an usher to take the microphone around? So I don't have any prayer concerns. I don't know.
Actually, I'll have one, and I'll walk up here while he's coming around. A former employee of mine, a gentleman named Bill Seawick, his son passed away. His son, who was 43, passed away unexpectedly about...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's say we lift this prayer to you. Anybody else? Okay,
I'd ask prayers for my sister who's dealing with some medical issues, and we'll get some test results tomorrow.
We lift this prayer to you. All right, let's turn to 695 and read together the confession that's printed there. Lord Jesus, by too many things and too much to do, we are driven by the need to succeed and distracted by our service. We have often lost our way. Forgive us. Let us, like Mary, find the one thing that is needed and sit at your feet.
Let's pray. Lord of all love, giver of every good and perfect gift. Lord of all love, giver of every good and perfect gift. We have gathered here today to remember how we belong to you, and to open our hearts to your presence in the eyes of each other, in the songs we sing, and in the words we hear. You know of our needs, the struggles we face, the issues that seem to hound us. We need your help. And we are open to receive. We would love to have clear answers, but we'll settle for your gentle nudges. Our hearts pour out to those who have been victims of violence. We think about those who are trying to make sense of the recent disaster in Colorado. We lift before you those who were physically wounded by the bullets and those who have been emotionally scarred by the trauma of the event, by the loss of life afterwards, and by the overall chaotic nature of the constant newscasts of it. It's so easy to forget the violence that seems to have permeated our world in light of this most recent event. And so we lift before you our sisters and brothers who are suffering from violence in Nigeria, our sisters and brothers in humanity who are living in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Syria. There's so many trouble spots, it seems, in Europe and Asia, Africa, and in Americas, North and South. Merciful One, help us learn how to follow your path of nonviolence and how to help others learn how to be in conflict that is constructive rather than so destructive. You know our hearts. You know our. In your presence we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
This is one of the real wonderful takeaways from my coming back here to be with you, is being introduced to this song. What a powerful way to end our prayers. I'm just very grateful for it. I'm still learning it, so well, we're getting there together then, but I think it's a noble effort. I'm really impressed by it. There's a sense in which it feels like everything is changing. Have you noticed that all of life feels a little topsy-turvy? Sometimes it feels like things are moving so fast it's hard to find something to hold on to be like an anchor in it all. Just so much uncertainty around. Unemployment, family breakups, denominational turmoil, instability, unexpected violence, and the loss of a feeling of safety anywhere. And to these kinds of things, there are always those once-in-a-lifetime natural disasters like bizarre things. There are always those once-in-a-lifetime natural disasters like bizarre weather, flood, fires, earthquakes, violent storms, and we feel even more our weather. Flood, fires, earthquakes, violent storms, and we feel even more off balance. Let's focus today on one